This holiday weekend, our audio postcard comes from reporter Pippin Ross. She walked the Freedom Trail in Boston, a 2.5-mile path packed with the history of the American Revolution.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Welcome to Boston's Freedom Trail.
About 20 of us gather around our guide.
Are we ready to walk the trail? Yes!
What we weren't ready for is how much about the founding of America we didn't know. Like the fact that James Otis, the patriot our vest, breeches, and triangular hat-wearing guide was pretending to be, was very briefly more revered than Paul Revere.
Sure. Paul Revere gets most of the credit, doesn't he? I present to you the handsome James Otis.
Outstanding.
Thank you. I coined the phrase, taxation without representation is tyranny.
Otis ended up in an insane asylum. Revere got famous about 90 years later because of the Longfellow poem about his midnight ride. Aside from being wealthy and wise, John Hancock was an accused bootlegger and tax evader. And while in Boston, Ben Franklin briefly used a fake identity. It was the only way he could get his brother, James, a big-shot editor with whom he'd had many fights, to publish his work.
James saw these writings and said, "This is brilliant! I must find out who this Mrs. Silence Do-Good is." And once he found out that it was Benjamin, they had another fight and Benjamin did go to Philadelphia.
Cindy Parrott is an elementary school teacher from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She thinks it's good for kids to learn the lowdown on our founding fathers.
Yes, that the common man can do things. I mean, stand up and say something. Don't let, you know, somebody else do it. Everyone should vote. Everyone should speak out.
The kids in our group, who'd started out looking bored beyond belief, were riveted. So much so that when we stood by the steps of the original State House, where the Declaration of Independence had been read out loud 228 years in a row, 15-year-old Anne Marie expressed herself.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims.
Okay, so we saw lots of old buildings, statues, and gravestones of people, places, and things long gone. Still, those of us living in the present got revved by the past.
1, 2, 3, dump the tea!
Into the sea!
Dump the tea!
Into the sea!
Dump the tea!
Into the sea!
Follow me!
Into the sea!
Thank you, brave
for NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Boston, Massachusetts.